We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Head coach Bob Huggins joins us now from inside the WVU locker room. Huggs, obviously extremely frustrated that you did not get the result that you were looking for. Can you walk us through your take on this game?
Well, I think you said walk us through is a pretty good way to describe it. We were not very good in the first half. We just didn't take anything away from them. We gave all kind of straight line drives. If they dribble the ball at you, they're going to back cut you, and that's basketball. We got back cut twice in the first half, and I've had to say it 100 times: if they dribble at you, getting back cut, shouldn't get back cut if you know it's coming. And we just didn't rebound the ball. We didn't. When we got in foul trouble. In foul trouble, Emma got in foul trouble, Derek got in foul trouble. And we've got to get Derek to do a better job of getting the ball out of double teams, because he's going to get double teamed the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had a dozen turnovers in that first half, just two in the second half. Give me your take as to why you had such success in the second half.
We played harder, Tony. I just told them in there, I mean, if we continue to walk around the way we walked around to start the game, we're in trouble. I mean, it'll be last year all over again. Because we're not playing hard. We're not getting to the ball. I mean, we don't make rotations. We rotate and stand behind a guy, so they throw him the ball instead of rotating in front of him. Our rotations are absolutely horrible. And we've had plenty of time to work on it. It's not like they don't know. It's just we're not getting to where we need to get.
Huggs, what changed in the second half in regard to the shots that you were able to get? You scored 51 points in the second half.
Well, I thought Taz played really, really well, made some hard shots. I don't know, Tony. We do things that befuddle me. We pass the ball to a guy who was open in the corner, and instead of shooting it, he dribbles it so he can step back. And of course, we've stepped out of bounds how many times this year trying to do that stuff. And I mean, I don't know what's wrong with catching it and shooting it. I guess it's – I don't know what it is. Man, we got to fix that. I'm going to – I mean, we're going to have some rules here that if you're open and you don't shoot it, then you're coming out, not to come back in. I mean, it's just it's crazy that we continue to do those things. We don't pass the ball. We just don't pass the ball. And you can't have, Derek can't have seven turnovers in the first half. Can't do it. Or seven turnovers for the game, whatever it was. Can't do it. He's just giving them too many chances to score, and they're a good team.
Yeah, no question. Hugs, Jalen Bridges obviously lived up to your expectation and obviously what he has been showing in practice.
Yeah, I thought JB was good. He's about 7-9, 4-5. Leads us with, well, he got 18 points. 18 points, Taz had 20. It wasn't that, man. We just we didn't get what we normally get out of Derek. That's Derek's worst game of the year. So we don't get out of him what we normally get. And Tony, again, man, we walked around. We didn't play the first half. And to their credit, they made open shots. I thought we did okay on Reeves and Manic, and then we let a guy transfer from North Texas come in and get 29 against us. We didn't guard him.
Yeah. What's it tell you about your team, the ability to come back from 18 down? I'm looking for a bright side here. Does it tell you anything?
Tells me we lost, and we got to come out and play with energy and enthusiasm from the beginning, and we didn't. And I mean, it's a lot of the guys who generally do give you energy and enthusiasm. They weren't like they normally are. I mean, we were in the second half. We played with a lot of energy in the second half. I mean, we had them forced out to half court. We weren't letting them make passes. We limited straight line drives. We made more and better rotations. And the first half, we did none of that, absolutely none of that. And you know, we haven't rebounded. We shot it, didn't shoot it as well in the first half, and we didn't rebound. It's a bad combination.
You know, Hugs, in the second half, you only had two turnovers in the second half. So you really got the ball to the people. And I thought, did you also feel that the small lineup is what brought you back?
I thought Taz making shots brought us back. To be perfectly honest, I thought Taz was really good. And Taz and JB made the majority of the plays the second half. You know, we're going to have to look at how many minutes some guys are playing. And you know, I've always been big on earning minutes. And if you're out there for an extended period of time, you don't get anything done, we probably ought to give somebody else a chance.
Well, there were some guys that came back in the second half and did a good job for you. You know, Gabe did not score in this game, but you asked him to play a lot in the middle, and he was really the only center. So you really had four guys out there that were shooters and Gabe. He made some key plays for you.
They did. He made some plays in the first half that helped dig us in the hole as well.
Yeah, well, works both ways. So I thought Jalen Bridges had a great opening game for him as a starter.
He made shots, and he did what, you know, I thought he could do. He made shots, and he rebounded the ball.
You know what, Hugs? Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, I just said Andy's a great teammate.
Oh, he is. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to add to the fact that he lets the game come to him.
Yeah, we say we didn't play hard enough. We're not. I don't think anybody in this league is good enough just to come in and beat people that were playing night in and night on this league and not play hard. They played harder than we did in the first half. In the second half, we responded and came back. Actually, I think tied the game.
Oh yeah, you tied it multiple times. Mm-hmm.
Never ahead,
but tied it up multiple times, yeah. No. Well, Hugs, we know this is the first of two. Things won't get much easier. I'm looking at the scoreboard right now. Oklahoma State's up 3 in overtime with 11 seconds to go at Texas Tech, and the Cowboys are next. And so an opportunity to regroup and to try to get one here coming up on Monday night.
Get in the hands of Edwards.
Well, Tony, we've got to play so much harder than what we've been playing. We haven't given it our all. And we need to do that if we're gonna have success in this league. We've got to do that.
Yep, absolutely. Hugs, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, Hugs.
Thank you all.
Let's jump into Pepper's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Pepper play sets. Pepper Pig, inspiring kid confidence.